Hello, Gone Wild Audible. So, as of right now in Soundgasm, this audio is actually marked as private, so this is exclusive for you guys, because it's kind of embarrassing and weird and stuff. So, I recently came to an interesting realization about myself that I kind of wanted to share at this hour of the night for whatever reason. At the time of recording, it is almost 2 a.m. where I am. Hooray! So, I've kind of pretty much come to the realization that I have a little girl side to me, and it's something I'm still easing into. It's still something that I'm kind of getting comfortable with. But I'm noticing lately I'm having a lot more fantasies about being pampered and taken care of by like a maternal figure of sorts. I say maternal because usually when I have these little fantasies, I think of other women and they're like my mommies, and then I'm like the, the little girl, you know? So I don't know. The interesting thing about this is that I do have like a mommy dom side to me, though. And so it's weird because I have both a little and a mommy in me, and I question how normal is that, although I probably shouldn't worry about how normal things are when it's just my sexual being, you know? Like, I don't think I should overthink it so much, but I'm so prone to overthinking, you know, that it gets kind of intense sometimes, and then, you know, it can kind of suck. But I'm just really turned on by the idea of letting go of all of my responsibilities and all of my worries of the day and letting somebody just take me in their hands, so to speak, to take control of my mind in a sense and let me feel safe to just be, to exist in that little space where I don't have to think about anything. I just need to really focus on them and getting all pampered and spoiled, and you know what I mean? It's a side to me that I kind of want to explore more. To be quite honest, I've kind of had a bad habit of kind of trying to hold back my more submissive side. But lately, I'm feeling a little more submissive than usual, and instead of trying to hide from it, I'm starting to embrace it more, whether it be through listening to people's like mommy dom audios or, you know. 'Cause I guess I have an interesting, what's the slang term? Is it a catch-22? Is that what you call it? I'll just say that there is an interesting catch to this whole thing. I'm not very comfortable with DDLG, and when it comes to the big little dynamic with men, I like the idea of pampering and spoiling them, so making, like, basically, so being the mommy to a little boy would turn me on more, actually. Whereas with women, I want the opposite. I want to be taken care of and spoiled and all that fun stuff. So typically, I seek out, like, mommy dom stuff, and I've been listening to mommy dom audios. I've been, what else have I been doing? In my spare time, I let myself kind of write out fantasies I have. I don't post it anywhere. I like to write stuff that reflects the littleness and fantasies I have relating to my littleness. And then I don't know. It's just lately there's nothing that turns me on more than the idea of just submitting and letting go of being the one in charge for a change. It's not usual for me because I typically like to feel like I have control in a situation so I feel safe. But lately I'm coming to realize I can be just as safe if I let go of the control and give it to someone else that I trust. Just the thought of being able to do that is a huge, like, holy shit, I want that kind of feeling. And I think it'll take some time before I'm totally comfortable with being more submissive and little and small in that sense, because again, it's not really a side that I indulge in very often because it, I guess, quite frankly, it's kind of scary to think about giving up control in a sense. Although I understand in situations where you'd be doing things with other people that the submissive does have control over what's happening and the whole safe word thing and all that stuff. But I don't know, it's just, you know how when you start to discover a new part of yourself that you know has been in you, you don't really know how to take it at first, but then you start to slowly embrace it kind of thing. I'm kind of going through that right now. Yeah, it's different. I'm not totally used to it, but it's a side that I'm slowly getting more accustomed to, and I'm hoping that soon I'll be even more comfortable to make more audios in little space. I actually did an audio recently, quite recently, where I was masturbating and getting off while fantasizing about being pampered and taken care of by a mommy, which I may or may not cross-post here for context, and just because it's actually something that's meant to get people off, unlike this is more just like a kinky ramble kind of thing, not really meant to get people off. I'm not so sure if this kind of thing is allowed or not, by the way, so if it's not, I'll take it down and put it in the appropriate place, aka, I guess my subreddit. But I hope this is allowed. Fingers crossed. Oh gosh. But for me, I'm learning that letting myself be small, to be little, to imagine a very nurturing and sweet mommy with me. Admittedly, I'm starting to realize that through letting my smallness and my little side out more and realizing exactly what I want and what I crave and desire, I'm starting to embrace myself more wholeheartedly. I've had a lot of kink and fetish things where I've been a little hesitant about totally embracing it. I'm still that way about one particular fetish I have, which I won't name here so as not to put people off or anything. But if you look in my post history or whatever, it could become pretty clear which one I'm referring to. Gosh. But I'm starting to realize that there's no point in living in shame or embarrassment or hesitation about who I am sexually, because the sexual parts of me are an extension of who I am overall as a person. And in a lot of respects in my life, I am very much the maternal type. I always take care of people in need. I'm pretty much like mom number two in my household. I try my best to take really good care of, you know, everybody. And in general, I guess I tend to be very nurturing towards people and very warm and caring towards people. So when I have my mommy side come out, it feels very natural and very much like an extension of that. But also, you know, despite the fact that I do, you know, make dirty audios like, you know, the rest of you, you know, I still have, admittedly, quite a bit of naivete to me. I'm still kind of innocent-minded in a lot of respects, I think. And, you know, in addition to that, I have this natural sense of curiosity and wonder, and I have so many qualities to me that are more youthful, which, I guess given my age, that's a natural thing, I mean, I'm 19 as of this recording, so I mean, I think that would make sense. But it's not, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it feels kind of like the wonder a kid feels when walking into an extravagant candy shop for the first time or something to that effect. And I feel like a lot of these traits manifest themselves into my sexual self, in a sense. And lately, it's been manifesting in the form of me being a little. And I'm still getting comfortable with it. I'm still not totally confident in it because I have a bad habit of comparing myself to others. It's something I need to not do, right? But the thing is, for me, I have a bad habit when I hear other little girls or I see them and I see how adorable they are and how wonderful they are for their daddies or their caregivers or whatever. It makes me feel like, well, am I a valid little girl? Because, I'm a switch. I have that mommy side to me, but I still have that little girl side to me that's, aching to come out more and play in multiple senses of the word. It's a lot to grapple with, I think. And again, I overthink things. This audio is a prime example of that. I overthink things so much, but I don't know. For some reason, analyzing things like this kind of makes me feel more comfortable with stuff that I start to like or stuff that I start to realize about myself, and this is no exception. I'm sorry that this isn't the most like sexual audio. Given that the topic is something more on the kinky side though, and kind of offers insight into my recent kind of happenings and fantasies sort of themed stuff. Did any of that make sense? I'm like half asleep. Basically, while this audio doesn't really have anything inherently erotic in it, and it's really just like a updatey ramble diary sort of thing, I do hope it's welcome here at Gone Wild Audible, because if there's any one thing that I think I love about this place, from what I gather, it's a lot less restrictive towards this kind of content, and it's a pretty important step in my sexual growth. So I figured, because I haven't really told anyone about this side of me yet, because like my close friends are very, very open-minded people, so I don't care to tell them about like kinky stuff, and quite a few of them know that I actually do this as a hobby. So I think one day I'll be brave enough to tell them about this side of me, but I haven't even told them yet because I'm just so nervous what might go through their head at first, So I thought, who better to tell about this recent realization than you guys? And I don't know. I don't really know where I'm going with this at this point, but I've discovered I'm a little, to an extent. I'll say to an extent. How about that? Because I'm a switch, and it's like some days I'm more of a mommy, some days I'm more of a little as of late, and then other days I'm just not really anything. I just want your typical vanilla stuff, and that's okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I don't know. Yeah, see, I have to like validate myself to feel okay that I switch and slide between things I want and all that fun stuff. But yeah, so this is really rambly. I'm like really sleepy, but not sleepy enough to sleep, So I don't know. I hope this provides an interesting experience. Like, I hope this has been enlightening or interesting or whatever. Again, I know I said this like twice. I'm gonna say it again, that if this kind of thing isn't welcome, I understand, and I will gladly remove it and put this in the appropriate place where it would belong. But I figured for a change of pace, to let you guys in on a much more vulnerable side of my sexuality, the side where I'm not as certain about a part of me that's undeniably there. It's not just a thing I'm curious about, it's a thing that is unmistakably, it's always been in me and it's finally emerging and coming about, you know? So, thank you so much for listening to these random, stupid babbles of mine. And maybe I'll make more audios on this topic in the same babbly fashion. But on that same note, I hope to make more audio porn content with more little content in it because, yeah, I think it'll be a fun way to explore that part of me and have it satiated. So that's about it. Thank you again for listening to this. I know I was very redundant throughout the entire thing. I'm so sorry. I tend to repeat myself a lot. I always clarify things in circles, I guess. But yeah, talk to you next time. See you.